I'm Steve Harrison. This weekend marked a milestone in North Carolina politics. For the first time, more people in the state are registered to vote as Republicans than Democrats. The change, which has been years in the making, was once unthinkable in a state where Democrats dominated for more than a century. The first year of Donald Trump's second presidency has reinvigorated Democrats. They have won elections in Virginia and New Jersey and flipped seats in North Carolina's municipal races last fall. And millions have marched in No Kings protests. But there's a conundrum amidst all this momentum. The Democratic Party still doesn't have many people willing to become Democrats. At the start of President Obama's second term in 2012, there were 820,000 more Democrats than Republicans in North Carolina. In last year's presidential election, there were only 106,000 more Democrats. And even after President Trump's tumultuous 2025, marked by the president's low approval ratings, the Democratic registration lead continued to dwindle. Over the weekend, there was a historic flip. There are now 2,077 more Republicans than Democrats in North Carolina.
I think it is absolutely fair to say this is the first time in North Carolina history where we'll have more Republicans than Democrats, registered Republicans than Democrats.
That's Western Carolina University political science professor Chris Cooper. He notes that the Democrats' decline isn't necessarily the GOP's gain. Most new voters are unaffiliated, not declaring themselves for either party, and the share of Republican registration has stayed at around 30%. But if you're a Democrat, the steep decline in registrations is worrisome, he says.
So it is a story of Republican stability and Democratic demise. And the way that's playing out is that people at the end of the lifespan, when they die, when they leave this mortal plane, those tend to be Democrats, registered Democrats. And the people entering the electorate are much more likely to be unaffiliated.
Stanley County, 45 minutes east of Charlotte, is a prime example of what's happened. In 2012, there were 13,700 registered Democrats in Stanley. Now, there are just 7,915. The county is mostly rural. Its biggest city, Albemarle, is best known for being the home of country singer Kelly Pickler. There's a sign honoring her at Courthouse Square. A block away is the new headquarters for the Stanley County Democratic Party. It's in a storefront that used to hold music lessons. There's a small Christmas tree in the window, decorated with blue ornaments. Here's the new party chair, Aaron Soto.
And everything here really has been donated. We've been blessed in that regard. Right on the desk, we've got the voter registration. This is a thing that people, a poster board that people can click on the QR code and donate.
When she became chair in May, the county party was on life support. Only $700 in the bank and just 3 of 22 precincts organized. Now the party has $37,000 and half the precincts manned. And people appreciate the party being more visible with its new downtown office.
I mean, even my beautician said, oh, I didn't know there was a Democratic Party. I get that a lot, you know.
Despite that energy, there are still 47 fewer registered Democrats in Stanley today than since the summer. There are 352 more Republicans and 428 more unaffiliated voters. Soto says many of those unaffiliateds vote Democratic and that some people are afraid to register with the party in such a conservative county. She took one woman to the Board of Elections to change her registration to Democratic.
When I took her down, and she filled out the paper, and right before she turned it in, she almost couldn't do it because why? Because she was thinking about her parents, and her parents are lifelong Republicans. I said, this is not your parents' party anymore.
Laksha Jain, a Democrat, is the CEO of Split Ticket, which analyzes voting data. He says the Democratic Party's registration woes are not a rural thing or a North Carolina thing. They're happening everywhere, including in other swing states like Pennsylvania and Arizona.
I don't even know if I should say slow bleed or like slow annihilation, because they had all of these really robust leads in voter registration in a lot of states. And in the Biden years, what you really saw was that scores of Democrats, ancestral Democrats, moderate conservative Democrats, just abandoned the party.
He's surprised that Democrats didn't register more people in 2025 as Trump's approval ratings dropped.
And the fact that they haven't is, honestly speaking, a tiny bit concerning for them, because this is the time when parties are supposed to rebound. This is the time when parties are supposed to make those changes.
He says the registration problem isn't due to tactics or a lack of resources. It's about brand identity, and that too many people see the party as too left-wing.
If half of the people on your own side think that you are too liberal, you can bet your ass that the people in the middle and the people on the other side of the spectrum definitely think that.
In North Carolina's critical U.S. Senate race, Democrat Roy Cooper is using the registration drop as a rallying cry. Social media ads note the party has lost nearly 150,000 voters and that a campaign contribution can turn that around. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.